Here's a little secret. Most smartphone deals aren't that exciting. To be honest, they're barely worth mentioning. But then there's AT&T and their best deals. Those are quite exciting. They're the kind of deals that are really worth talking about. Like their deal on the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6. With this amazing deal, you can trade in your eligible smartphone for a new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6 any year, any condition. The deal's so good, it will have you shouting from the rooftops. So get yourself down to street level and learn how to snag the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6 on AT&T. And maybe grab a ladder on the way home. AT&T, connecting changes everything. Requires trade-in of Galaxy S Note or Z Series smartphone. Limited time offer. 256 gigabytes for $0. Additional fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung or visit an AT&T store for details.
Is your body trying to tell you something? Tiredness, lack of focus, trouble sleeping, bloating? These things can affect your quality of life. That's where Symbiotica can help. The supplement brand is made with quality ingredients, free of seed oils and shady additives, and they taste delicious. The time to feel better starts now at Symbiotica.com. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off and free shipping on your subscription order. That's Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku vibe-setting smart light strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
Tired of wandering the aisles at Walgreens trying to find the best deals? Well, we've got something that'll make your shopping experience a whole lot sweeter. Introducing Drop, the app that rewards you with free gift cards just for doing your everyday shopping. Whether it's groceries, toiletries, or your favorite snacks. With Drop, every purchase earns you points towards fantastic rewards. Download the Drop app now. Use code DROP55 when you sign up to get $5 in points.
Hi, icons. It's Paris Hilton. Check out my new single, Chasin', featuring Meghan Trainor, out today. I would have died for you. Now I'm saying goodbye to you. Because I'm done chasing you. I feel so lucky to collaborate with Meghan and how perfectly she put my experience into words. Listen to Chasin' from my new album, Infinite Icon, on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. Don't forget to visit infiniteicon.com to pre-save my album. Sponsored by 1111 Media.
This is Lee Habib with Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to Our American Stories. They're some of our favorites. Up next, we continue with our recurring series about the curious origins of everyday sayings. Here to join us again is Andrew Thompson as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding these mini mysteries of the language we all speak.
A long shot is an attempt that has little chance of success, and it owes its origins to naval warfare in the 1800s. Battleships carried cannons as their major weapons, and though very effective when they hit their targets, the cannons were inaccurate and cannonballs could only travel relatively short distances. For this reason, most battles took place in fairly close quarters. Any shot that was fired at a ship outside of the normal range was considered a long shot and unlikely to succeed. If you call someone a loose cannon, you mean they're unpredictable or out of control, and it's yet another sailing-related phrase. From as early as the 1600s, cannons were mounted onto the decks of sailing ships and were used as the primary weapon in battles. As they were very heavy, it was essential for the cannons to be firmly secured. This was often done by mounting the cannons on rollers and fastening them down with ropes. But in times of rough seas, or as the result of a violent recall caused by firing the cannons, sometimes a cannon would break free of its restraints. The loose cannons would roll dangerously around the deck, causing damage to the ship and injury to the sailors. The saying, "as mad as a hatter," which means crazy or completely mad, is the first phrase that I wrote when I did this book. And it stems from the 18th century practice of using mercury nitrate in the making of felt hats. Mercury nitrate is a highly toxic chemical, and exposure to it often affects the nervous system, causing the person to tremble and jitter. This led many to believe that hatters were crazy, so the expression mad as a hatter developed. And in fact, mercury poisoning today is still known as mad hatter disease. While not being the origin of the phrase, it was popularised by the eccentric Mad Hatter character in Lewis Carroll's 1865 work, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. To make a beeline for something means to go directly towards it using the fastest route. And this originates from the animal kingdom, and as the phrase suggests, the bee. Once a bee discovers a nectar source, it will return to the hive, where it performs a peculiar figure of eight dance to communicate the location of the source to the other bees. After watching this dance, which includes zigzags using its rear facing the bees, the other bees will then make their way directly to the food source in a straight line. Experts believe that bees use the sun to navigate, and the dance performed by the forager bee indicates the angle relative to the sun that the bee should follow, as well as the distance they should go to ensure they fly in a beeline. To make ends meet means to live just within your means on a low salary. And it has origins in the world of accountancy. From the 17th century, meet was an accounting term meaning match or balance. A bookkeeper's ledger contained two columns, one for expenditure and one for income. The ends were the bottom figures of these two columns. So to make ends meet was to match the expenditure and income figures so that the books were balanced. The expression makes your hair stand on end means something has frightened you, and it's sometimes known as goosebumps because the skin contracts and makes a person's hair stand upright. The expression actually has biblical origins and derives from the book of Job in the Old Testament, where there is a passage that reads, "A spirit glided past my face, and the hair on my body stood on end." The phrase became widespread in 1603 with Shakespeare's play Hamlet. To mind your P's and Q's means to be on your best behaviour, and it's an expression with many possible origins that are often disputed. The most compelling of these is its association with drinking. It stems from the English taverns of the 17th century when publicans would chalk up what people were drinking, either a pint or a quart, on a tally slate. At the end of the night, the patron would pay for the number and type of drinks on the slate. Because a quart was a larger and much more costly measure than a pint, patrons would advise the bartender to mind his P's and Q's to ensure the correct drinks had been chalked up so they weren't being overcharged. A Molotov cocktail is a handheld firebomb, and that expression began during World War II. The phrase was actually invented by the Finnish, who were referring to the Soviet foreign minister at the time, whose last name was Molotov. He was responsible for partitioning of Finland under a pact with Nazi Germany, and many believed he was also responsible for the subsequent invasion of Finland in 1939. There was much propaganda associated with the invasion, including the ludicrous claim by Molotov that the bombing missions were actually humanitarian food deliveries for the starving Finns. In response to this, the Finns referred to the Soviet cluster bombs as Molotov bread baskets. And when they developed a handheld petrol bomb to throw at the Soviet tanks, they called them Molotov cocktails as a drink to go with the food. Money for old rope means a quick and easy way to earn money, and that expression has nautical origins. In the 17th and 18th century, when sailing ships returned to port, the sailors would assess all the rigging to ensure it was still seaworthy. Any rigging that had been damaged during the voyage would be removed. And while unsuitable for sails, some of it would still be in pretty good condition and able to be sold on shore. The more senior members of the crew were given authority by the captain to claim the discarded rope, and they were able to profit from its sale, literally making money for old rope. More bang for your buck means better value for money, and it originated with the US national security policy in the 1950s under the administration of President Eisenhower. Known as the New Look, the policy increased the military's stocks of comparatively inexpensive nuclear weapons in order to reduce the number of army personnel and costs. In 1954, the US Secretary of Defense, Charles Irwin Wilson, coined the phrase, "more bang for your buck," when he used it to refer to the policy of using nuclear weapons instead of a large army to suppress the threat that the Soviet Union posed to democracy. It is actually thought that the expression was an adaptation of Pepsi's advertising slogan, "More bounce to the ounce," which was introduced in 1950. Mumbo jumbo means nonsense or meaningless speech or writing, an ancient expression that began with the early explorers of Africa in the 18th century. Francis Moore was one of the first Englishmen to travel into the interior of the continent, and in 1738 he wrote a book called Travels into the Inland Parts of Africa. In the book he describes how he met men of one tribe, the Mundingos, and they employed a legendary spirit to keep obedience in their women. In his book he wrote that the women are kept in the greatest subjection, and then he went on to explain how this happened. He said, "For this purpose, the Mundingos have a kind of image, 8 or 9 feet high, made of the bark of trees, dressed in a long coat and crowned with a wisp of straw. This is called Mumbo Jumbo, and whenever the men have any dispute with the women, this is sent for to determine the contest, which is almost always done in favour of the men." It was this passage that brought the term Mumbo Jumbo to the masses, and by the mid-1800s, the phrase had come to mean any meaningless rantings. To nail your colours to the mast means to display one's beliefs defiantly, and it derives from naval warfare in the early 18th century. A ship's captain would enter battle with his flag or colours, flying proudly from the main mast. But if he wished to surrender, he would lower his colours to announce his position to the enemy. Sailors were also able to lower the flag in times of troubles, so if a captain was determined not to surrender, he would literally nail the flag to the mast so that none of the sailors could lower it and offer a sign of defeat.
And a special thanks to Greg Hengler. What a delightful segment. I mean, we're just learning and laughing right here in the studio as we listen to this, because my goodness, who knew about loose cannons? Mad as a Hatter, that just killed me. And my goodness, they used mercury nitrate while making hats? We've come a long way, folks. The workplace is a lot safer than it used to do, no matter what you're doing for a living. Mercury nitrate, you can't make it up. Make ends meet, Molotov cocktail, I think the favorite here in this studio, an uproar of laughter coming out at the derivation of that great phrase. And so many people in this country, populated by so many different ethnicities, and these words coming from so many sources, from Greek sources to English sources to German and Finnish sources, the list goes on and on. What a delight. And by the way, a special thanks to Andrew Thompson. His book, Hair of the Dog to Paint the Town Red, The Curious Origins of Everyday Sayings and Fun Phrases, is available on Amazon.com and The Usual Suspects. The Story of Our Language, a great story, a fun story, here on Our American Stories.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
Hi, Icons. It's Paris Hilton. Check out my new single, Chasin, featuring Meghan Trainor, out today. I would have died for you. Now I'm saying goodbye to you. Because I'm done chasing you. I feel so lucky to collaborate with Meghan and how perfectly she put my experience into words. Listen to Chasin from my new album, Infinite Icon, on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. Don't forget to visit InfiniteIcon.com to pre-save my album. Sponsored by 1111 Media.
Mo-do.us.
Visit MODO.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Mo-do.us.
Ready to illuminate your beauty routine? Introducing the Lit Up Highlight Stick from Westman Atelier. This translucent gel highlighter imparts skin with facial fresh, radiant clarity. Flattering, light-catching undertones and skin-firming ingredients leave a glassy, unforgettable finish. A quick, hydrating way to perk up dull skin. This multitasker does it all. Get glowy summer skin with Lit Up Highlight Stick, consciously crafted by Gucci Westman. Shop now at westman-atelier.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.